This is Wrangler. Happy touch of Wrangler. Happy. Ecstatic. It doesn't touch it up. I'm a stern. Frailer, how do you touch a frailer? This is frailer. Oh. How much do you pay for frailer? Prices. You can't put into dollars and cents. You're speaking about the kavir and putting the hands into the pockets and taking it out. I don't know where you come from. Yet today, nothing goes but putting into the pockets anymore. So those days are gone. Okay, it's wired. Everything's wired. Yes, the guys, they'll tell you.
They have to go into the pocket, take out the phone.
The phone is not. It's on the ear. Everything is in the hands and everything. There's nothing anymore. So those days are gone. Everything's wired. I had a mechanic mesiba for alumni from my yeshiva, from Ner Yankov. Thursday night, they made a mesiba. Oh, they played musical chairs in these days. Who's the bigger honor?
Me.
Oh. And at the Hanukkah mesiba, I had a Talmud of mine who was zoyfer to be meshamish. The God of Dharma is like Yashu, Jay was out of the Rock for 10 years. When he first came to the Shiva, like Yisrael said, his beard was on this side of the head. And today, he's also got a beard, but it's on this side. The pears are down very, very long. And he even wrote a book called The God of Dharma, which was published by Feldman Walter like Yashu. It's a very difficult book to see in English. A lot of stories that he was Mishamish. And he gave me for a present. He gave me Shiva Kuntris. He's a young man learning the Yeshiva. He has a schuss, he has a car, which is a great thing to have when you're a young man in the Yeshiva. And because of that, he takes Gedolim. He drives Gedolim. Who does he drive? Right after Shir, the Yeshiva drives up Usher every day home to his house after Shir. Every day. He knows how to chat mitzvahs. He learned it a little bit because I was open in a small little fashion to also chapa mitzvah. I used to drive her Vodashir, I was out of Kosovo Rokko for Kamat 20 years to Kosovo Harobi for the last mincha of the year. I had a chazaka to drive for the last mincha of the year. What's the last mincha of the year? And from that once a year, the Hadashaykas, they would be nichnas into the chitza. Of the God of the Anokim, the Voyashi, the Chanukah Brocha. I'm afraid of till today. And hopefully God may have asked him Shana. So he put out the Shiva Kuntris and Bava Metzia. Oh, you mentioned Bava Metzia. The Mesef that learned. That he didn't do Taitz Rehtis on the Sunday. He had Shem Shmaitis already. He didn't do Taitz Rehtis. That was
Shem Shmaitis. Taitz on the Shem Shmaitis.
You can't touch up Shem Shmaitis. That you can't touch. You have to learn the Shem Shmaitis. Anyway, so he put out a kuntris. In the back of the kuntris, he put a few halachas and hanhachas that he was able to see or what he heard about the Yashiv and the Yashiv's children, from Rav Moshe Yashiv Shlita, who he drives today. And he puts in certain things that he asked for Yashiv. Like, I'll give you one child he asked for Yashiv. This young man, someone gave him a present, it's a Chaska present. They gave him a beautiful, beautiful menorah. A beautiful menorah, Hanukkah, that was worth $1,000. Now, if you know what Yashu Shita is, you have to light it. You have to light the menorah outside of the Chatzar, Abayas, and you have to put it into a glass enclosed container. I'm sure you've seen it. Maybe Yeshiva Mazan, they do it also, Mazan. What was Rav Shai Ben Zatzal? What was his Pesach Halacha? He didn't hold that. He didn't say he had to. But anyway, Rav Yashin held that was Rav Yudina. And Rav Yudina asked Rav Yashin, you know, I live in Rav Hadashkol. I live in the corner on 36 Lady Ashkol Street. I'm going to live on the first floor. I'm going to put it outside at the Festival of Hotza. It's $1,000 Mahadra. Someone could, you know, I could light it. But, you know, like, if someone could take it, I could leave it out overnight, it'd be gone. So Rav Yashin looked at him incredulously. And he says, so what do you think he's supposed to be doing? He says, well, maybe I could light it inside. He says, we're not yet permitted to light it inside. He says, what am I supposed to do? He says, yeah, no, I'm going to be outside. So he actually looked at him. He says, stand outside. Stand like a menorah. And be shy of a menorah. Until you become a mitzvah. It's like a double question. Yeah. You want to be Makai mitzvahs? And you have something expensive, you want to do it properly, that's what you got to do. You got to stand the outside there and watch your menorah, because unfortunately today we live with Ganav. And therefore, that's the mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah? What's a mitzvah worth? Priceless. When he showed me his countries, he said to me, Rebbe, it's just a little countries of two things, it's 4 or 5 pages. He said, every single word are diamonds. Diamonds. Literally diamonds. A hanaka, a maisa, a kasha. The way Rav Yashin passed into Shaila. I said, to me, it's like a double question. If I had money, I would pay for this country's $100,000. $100,000 just for this little country. Not like from the big paiskin. It's someone that saw Rav Yashin's hanhagis and wrote it down. To me, that's worth at least $100,000. It's probably worth a lot more, but I couldn't afford it. If I had $100,000, I'm telling you. If I had $100,000, and I had either an opportunity to use $100,000 to spend it on all of the wires in the world, all of the things that connect us and disconnect us, or I would be able to buy this kuntres and learn this kuntres of Lubavitch Chanukah, and to have it. To me, that's worth $100,000. Gift is itself. Rashid from Dalton Shiva, I heard this, heard from a gifter. If Giftus Hatzal said that he went with the value mayor Bloch, Zeichat Tzadik with Roch, and Rashid from Talz, they went, when the Talz of Yeshiva had gone through the terrible, terrible unglick of the Holocaust, and they landed in the shores of America, they wanted to rebuild Talz, and how did they rebuild it? With 3 boys, 4 boys, 5 boys, and they had to get Svarim. They had to go buy Svarim. But there were no Svarim. So they went to the Lower East Side of Manhattan, to the old Beagleizer, and they asked for a Kitei Sachish. A Kitei Sachish. And he went. Beagleizer went. No one had, in those days in the 40s, no one had asked to ever buy a Ksari Sachoshin in America. And he said, he looked up in the back, he climbed up on the ladders, and he found the Ksari Sachoshin, and he gave it to the Rashid, the rebellion mayor. The gift was there. And he said, Rabbi Bloch, you should take this Ksais, because this is going to be the last Ksais in the belt. Be the last Ketzais in the world. The last Ketzais in the world, guys. And Rav Gifter said, Rav Elimelech says, Bet Nechankin, let's Ketzais. Then Zayn Noch Ketzais. There's going to be other Ketzaises. And today, the Li Ayin Hara, we have Oizel Hadar, we have everything Ketzais. Ketzais HaKhoshin. Chef Schmeitzer, Baal Mechaber. Chef Schmeitzer. The Chaim Shmuel is in the time of the Rav Hamayim Rosh Hashiva. Your Tzad is tomorrow night. I always say over, just a little aside. Reb Chaim Adifta, after the last flickerings of the candles, tonight, the candle that we lit tonight is the last hadlaka. But it's nimshach the whole day. The whole day is nimshach until the Seif Hayom. You're starting a new zman. It's going to be the Emtza of Chanukah still. The Emtza of Chanukah. Tomorrow's still Chanukah. You're going to say, I'll miss him. You're going to have the kashrus from Rav Sternberg. Yeah? The harachim on it. Hopefully they don't have a shayla on it. Reb Chaim, I was in the hospital the first day of Chanukah with Reb Chaim. The old Shabbat sitting house. He had already been completely not in a coma, but he wasn't the magif. He wasn't alert. He's going to everyone's. I don't try to speak with him, he didn't speak with him. I was here together with another few of the light. We went to be with Rabbi Chazal the first day of Hanukkah. Right, 8 days before he was lifted. He had not spoken a word since he had entered the hospital. About 6 weeks before that. I remember Reb Yaakov Chanoch Bedil Shlita, my good friend, Chaim's son, said to him, no, Reb Yaakov Chanoch, ask a Levitic Akashic to Reb Chaim. Maybe that will give him an awakening. So he said to him, Rebbe, mitzvah on the left. We're lighting on the candles. We're lighting the candles. And Reb Chaim uttered two holy words. Shabbos Chabez. The sugi and Shabbos. The sugi of Neir's Chanukah. My Chanukah. Kofsa's Okapua. Kofsa's Ein's Okapua. Neir's Shabbos. Neir's Chanukah. All the sugis from Chaim in the midst of everything. He couldn't speak a word. His body couldn't speak a word. His neshama spoke through the body in the midst of everything. Shabbos Chabez. That was a chelik. That was his life. Reb Chaim was traveling to Shanghai. Reb Yisrael was an aide by a Shanghai. My friend Rabbi Katzenstein. I went to Shanghai. We went to Shanghai in the boat. And Reb Chaim was on the boat, and he was learning the whole time, and there were talmidim on the boat, young boys. They were lost everything. They thought their parents were, didn't know what's going to happen. They left Lithuania, they went through Russia, they finally landed at the end of Siberia. They took a rickety boat, which after it dropped them off on the other side, it collapsed on the way back. And the doctor asked Reb Chaim, Abu, where are we holding? Like, where are we holding in the chip? Chaim said, Schweitzer days. Chaim was learning Schweitzer. Days of Chaim later, what are we holding? Schweitzer knowledge. And they got closer and closer. What are we holding? Schweitzer Zion. As soon as they finished Schweitzer Zion, that's it. They landed. Chaim went to all Schweitzer. Where did he never said Schweitzer? The said Schweitzer was in his head. They landed in Shanghai. They needed Svarim. And they wanted to print a Ketzai Sachoshen. And they had one copy of Ketzai Sachoshen. But it was missing 4 pages. So they brought Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim wrote down all 4 pages of the Ketzai Sachoshen. And only after the Holocaust were they able to compare their Ksei Sechoshin, Reb Chaim's Ksei Sechoshin, those 4 pages, to what was printed, and they saw he didn't miss one paper, one mila. Rabbi Zai, I want to tell you, I am Mikane, the Bachrin, and Avreitin, and this Yeshiva. Mikane. Because you have such a Rosh Hashiv that is a mislahev achar ha-Torah. He loves Torah. And his love of Torah is contagious, and therefore it has to affect you. And I'm sure it does affect you, together with all of the rabbis. But to Rosh Hashiva Bereishai, Rabbi, so let's hear it for the Rosh Hashiva and the Yeshiva. The Rosh Hashiva is Freilich, he's Levedic. Avas HaTayra, Rabbi, sir. You have Avas HaTayra, you have Avas HaBriyas. You have Avas HaBriyas, you're a carried people to Torah. And that's what this yeshiva has. I can see the dynamics every single time I come to a Chanukah Mesiva. That's one thing, I'm the Chanukah Mesiva guest speaker. There was a little hefsik muet, right? There was a little hefsik muet, but now we're back on schedule, we're back on track. We're back on track, Rabbi. What?
I didn't have a hefsik.
What?
I didn't really have a hefsik.
Didn't have a hefsik. Okay, but I was my hefsik. No, I said the hefsik and the Hanukkah Mesiva. I didn't get the call, that's all. Besides, it was the Hanukkah Mesiva. I just wasn't there, that's all.
It was last year.
Anyway. So I want to tell you one thing. The truth like this, I really have a whole long shtickle Torah. Who wants to hear a long shtickle Torah? One person.
Two people, three people, four people.
It's not a long Mr. Shtickle. It's like a guy. Who wants to hear it? I mean, there's food on the table, Rabbi said. Listen to this machshava that I thought about. Machloek Yishamei Nilo. And then we're going to end off with a hanhoga and a ma'isa from the Vayashim. That's not in this focus. But I saw the Shabbos and the attendant mind as Marilik and Snegeh and Zerzkan. Remind me to tell the end of the story. Let's hear the Mahal. How does it is? Machlek Yishamei Nilo, how do you light candles? According to Shammai, you should light it from 8 and go down the descending order. According to Hill, you go upwards. We know, why does Hill hold his Svarim? Ma'ilim Mekaydish, will let me read and you gotta go up, Rabbi say, always gotta go up. That's what we hold. We pass him, you gotta go up. You can't go down, you gotta go up. Ari Chaim Lamal Lamaskil. Prison is a maskil, you gotta go up. You gotta keep going down. Where does Beishamah come from? So the Gemara says, Beishamah says, according to one parent, he learns it out from Porei HaChag, the fat cows of the Chag. What were the Porei HaChag? On Sukkot, in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, they would bring 70 Porim. And every day they would be Mamayit in the Porim. The Shittim Porim were Mamayit. Until the last day, there were no more for the Porim of the Goyim. That's connected to the Goyim, connected to the Shittim Mutsaila. And therefore, since we see that by Sukkot, it's Porim Achanigah, what you do, you start from a lot, you go down. So therefore, the same thing should be Machanigah. Very, very nice. It's a nice thing by Sukkot. What does that do with Chanukah? What does it do with Chanukah? What's Chanukah's connection to Sukkot? In Parshas Vayishlach, we find a lot of different Rambazim in Yonim of Chanukah. For instance, Yaakov Avinu, when he's about to have the battle with Esau, what does he do? He goes back, and what does he look for? Pachim Tanim, Rashi says. Pachim Tanim. All the Svarim of Dersi, what are Pachim Tanim? Pachim was the Pach of Shemin. I even saw a Medrash that says that the path that Yaakov Avinu went back for, that was the path that the Maccabim found, this Man Beis Hamikdash, it had the chesed of Yaakov Avinu. He was a Kohen Gadol. And it continued. Lo Pider Chateva, but the whole Chanukah is Lo Pider Chateva. Yaakov Avinu says, Kiba Makli of Harki is the Yardin of the Eilat. Over the Yardin with a Makhil. The Medrash says, what was the Makil? The Makil was a hallowed stick, and inside it had Shemen. The Medrash says, what do you use the Shemen for? Use the Shemen in order to learn Torah at night. That's what Yaakov did. Yaakov used the Torah, Shemen. He learned Torah at night. Where did he get the oil to learn Torah at night? It was in the Makil. Keep a Makil. How does he open the Yardin with the Makil? This is what I'm saying. It's also a reference to what? To the Shemen's high stuff that we light the candles with. So in Paris for Yishlach, which is usually a Paris for most of the years, we come down to Shabbos before Chanukah. There's a Ramazan to Chanukah, there's a lot of other Ramazan. What other Yom Kippur is mentioned in the Paris for Yishlach? Sukkot. Vayavar Yaakov Sukkot. Yaakov Avinu comes to Sukkot. So we see clearly in the Torah, Kodesh, it says clearly that word, that Sukkot and Chanukah are in the same parsha. He can't answer better than that. Now, for sure, it's very, very simple, because Sukkot comes the last month before Chanukah. So again, it's another speaker's of parshas. But I was thinking about something very, very interesting. When does Sukkot fall out? Sukkot falls out on Tesvav Tishrei. What does Chanukah fall out? Chofei Kislev. Oh, Rabbi wants Tesvav, wants Chofei. Do you know how many days it is from Tesvav Tishrei to Chofei Kislev? 70 days. It's exactly Shivim Yom. And I was thinking, why is it Shivim Yom? So I thought about the Shivim Parvachai, but I want to know, what's the connection? Why Shivim Yom? Is it Sabbath? Oh, it happens to be 70 days. Or is there something more homic in it? So I started thinking like this. What's the Inyan of Sukkot? Let's talk about the Inyan of Sukkot. We know. What do you have to do in Sukkot? You have to leave your permanent residence, say your dearest Keva. You have to go Sheva, dearest way. You have to go into a non-permanent. You have to go into the Sukkot. A lot of Eitzim. Underneath Shemayim. You think that you're going to be alive by standing in a building? Let's get serious for a second. My friends in Haranof, my neighbors, my buddies, were killed and massacred over a year ago in a shul. My next-door neighbor was saved. He was there and he was saved. He fought with them. This Shabbos, he made a suicide on his house for our whole building. He didn't want to make it any earlier because of the yard side of everybody else. He didn't want it to clash. And then, unfortunately, there was a fifth tzaddik that was nifter, Chaim Rothman, that was unconscious for over a year and was nifter before the yard site, before the year was up. So he made it. Rabbi Yisrael, last Sunday night, I had a Suda Chanuk in my house for my yeshiva that I'm involved with in Beit Shemesh. I have two grandchildren. They learn here right around the corner, right across the yeshiva Zarel Chanan. One came early to help to set up the house. The other one was going to come a little later. As he was about to leave the yeshiva to get on the bus, he said, you know what? I didn't have Marv yet. The yeshiva's not being Marv. I'm in Dav Marv yeshiva. In the middle of Marv, that's when they Rutzman went, stabbed people a block and a half away from here. They were surrounded. We're surrounded by enemies. We're surrounded by cheref. They come to us in knives and scissors. They come when you think they're not there. And who comes? Kids. Kids who are like Behemoth and Chayas Rose kids. They're Chayas Rose. Noshim. Chayas Rose Noshim. What's to save us? Oh. There's a Nachal Haredi guy. He's going to save us. Doesn't even know the person of Tavim, Nachal Haredi. If you don't have Mishtab, you have to have Mishtabas. Rabbi said, what's really saving us? If you think it's the dearest Keva, you think it's the Kaj Boetz Rabbi, us and Yisrael, that's not going to save us. We see, we have all the weapons in the world. We can't stop them from coming and attacking us. What's the only thing that can save us? Like it says in the end of the second cycle, which we just finished an hour ago. Ain lano l'shoyim ela avinu shvashavayim. There's no one else relying except the Rebbeinu Shalom Rabbi. It's so clear. And if we think for a second we're going to rely on Tzahal, we're just not thinking about it. Doesn't mean we don't have to be mishtabel. Doesn't mean that we shouldn't be makatoy. But it doesn't mean that this is what we put our emunah in. Our emunah is in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And therefore, what do we do on Sukkot? On Sukkot, we put ourselves into a matziv where we remove ourselves from this concept of what? Of diras keva as being our defense. And we say, we're going to put ourselves into a matzah that we connect ourselves with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Sukkot is l'shva. Sukkot is the meaning of what? Of connecting yourself with the Kedusha. And we know in this world, there are three different kinds of days. There's Chol, there's Kodesh. I only said two. But then there's a third.
If you go through Chol, through the Sheshes Yemei Melachtecha, and you understand that everything you have is B'yoyim HaShvi, Shabbos Hashem Alekecha, everything emanates from the Shvi, everything emanates from the Kedusha from Shabbos, then you infuse into the Yemei Chol also Kedusha, but the purpose of the Chol is to bring you to the Shvua, to the Sheva. And that's the Pshat. For 7 days on Sukkot, we have to remove ourselves from the Chol, from understanding that this world is somehow our koyach, and to understand that everything is the Rabbanu Shem's koyach. We do that for 7 days. And if we do that for 7 days, Rabbi Isai, and how do we do it? By being matchis in the Porei Achag, in the Lumos Oil that represent koyach, that represent physicality. Then we'll be zeichen to Shmini, which is Shmini Atzeres, where it's a bris between us and HaKadosh Baruch. We make a suda ketana. We have delicious schnitzel. We have delicious potatoes. More delicious than we have in the yeshiva. I mean, it looks not that much different than the yeshiva. But Rabbi Yisai, we're understanding, we're now sitting together with the Rabbi Yishol Olam. We're underneath his house. Here we're safe. This is the only way we're going to be safe is when we're with the Rabbanu, and that takes on Shmini, because Shmini is L'mayla Minateva. And that's the Avodah Sukkos for a person to go through these three stages, the Chol, to the Shabbos, to the Shmini. And then, I was thinking that we have another 62 days from the end of Sukkos, where we're now going to go into the Choshech V'Arafel of the winter. There's going to be a Mar Cheshvin, there's going to be a bitter matzah, there's no Yom Tovim. But we still have to put into ourselves this concept that we live L'malim Min HaTeva, that has to be our Avodah. And if we'll do that Avodah for Pesachah called for Shivim Yom, which is Kidneged the Umas Olam, then we're Nichnas into Chanukah, which is Shmini. What's got Shmini? It's Kuloi Shmini. It's 8 days, which is Kuloi L'mayla Minateva. The Shemin that we light is Kuloi L'mayla Minateva. It's Kuloi Nes. And listen to this, Rabbi Yisai. Zois Chanukah. All this Rabbi Abdoshim is saying that today is the apex of the entire Chanukah, because this is the 8th day. We have 8 days of Nisan, Rabbi. He said 8 days where we're living L'mayla Minateva. Zeus has in it 8. How does that have an 8? Zion and Aleph is 8. And what's the end of the Zeus? Tov. Tov is the Seif Teva of all of the Tevas in the Torah. Seif is Olam Haba. Seif is where we want to go to. That's the Tov. That's the Tov of Torah at Siva Lanu Moshe. That's my Rabbeinu understanding, is that from Aleph till Tov, it's all the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. The Zeus Chanukah, all the Svarim say, what is Zeus Chanukah? Zeus Chanukah is Zeus Chanukah. Understanding that everything is Shmini, understanding everything is L'mayim L'minateva. Rabbi Yashar Zeich HaTzadik Kodesh L'Vracha, in his last year at this Yugaman showed me a video, 10-minute video of Rabbi Yashiv going to light candles on Chanukah and singing Mosor with the beautiful Litvisha Altendigan that he had. And they used to come on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, they would come, a special chazan would come with a makelah, with a choir of kinder, and they used to daven with tremendous negunim, with the choir, and Rabbi Yashin enjoyed it so much. But the last year, Rabbi Yashin was sick, he wasn't well. And the Chazan Davin, and everyone was there, but it was missing Rabbi Yashin, he wasn't able to come to shul. Matzei, Chanukah, Matzei, that Shabbos, Matzei Shabbos, Rabbi Aryeh Eliashiv, Shlita, the grandson of Eliashiv, called up his chazan, and he said, the Zayd is over here, the Zayd wants to ask, how was the davening, because Eliashiv was a Ben Adam L'chaveiroi, and he didn't want that this person that came special to daven should feel better that he came to the davening of Yashmi Yashmi. He said, how was the davening? Like, to make him feel good. So the person said, ah, tell the Rav it was Givaldic, but the Rav was missing. So Rabbi Yashim said, ah, he told his answer, tell him, ah, I'm so happy that it was Givaldic, because it's Givaldic to sing on Hanukkah, to be Mahalel. Rabbi Yashim said, you have to sing with his Slavos. So then the person said, well, maybe I can come on Zeus Hanukkah, and I'll be Mashlam. We'll come to the Rav to the house. So Rabbi Arya Yashim asked his grandfather, and said, yes, tell him he should come to the house, and that's what happened. They came to the house the last day on Zeus Hanukkah, that's tomorrow morning, Rabbi Shrai, the last Hallel of this Givaldika Yantiv, of this Givaldika Nest filled Yantiv, and they davened. And they sang, it was in the house. They made the minion in the house. If I missed one step over here. Before he came, when he had the conversation, he told Rav Arya Yashim at the end, he says, I'm a member of the Chevra Kadisha. And since I'm a member of the Chevra Kadisha, if there's going to be a Levaya, I might not be able to come. You have to tell the Rav, I might not be able to come. So he said, they told him, Yashim, I said these words. He said with a tzchaik, Mitzvah Hashem, there won't be any Levites. That's what the Yashim said. And that's what happened that day. This person was never the Chevra Kadisha. He didn't get any calls on his beeper. And he didn't have to go for any Levites. And he came to the choir and he sang. It was Mahani Rav Yashim. And then this person was very happy. Rav Yashim was very happy. Everything was Gavaldic. Listen to the end of the story. This person went and he checked. Shamgar, which is right around the corner from here, Rav Yashim, the base Levites. There are 8 Chevra Kadishas. There's 5 Mahinas in the Eman Temple. I don't know, maybe they have blacks. I don't know what they have. Indian, I don't know what they have there, Rabbi Yisai. There's a lot of Yidden in the world. And unfortunately, a lot of liars. Rabbi Yisai, in Zayis Chanukah, there was not one Levaya that day in Yerushalayim. Not one Levaya. The person said it's never happened in the history that he's been in the Chevra Kadisha for 40 years. That there's one day in Yerushalayim without a Levaya. But Tzaddik Geyser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Kayim, the Tzaddik, he said, Plitas Peh. But when a person lives, L'mayla Min HaTeva, when a person lives with the Rebbeinu Shel'olam completely, when a person is Dabuk through the Torah, through the Avodah, through the Midos, to the Rebbeinu Shel'olam, then there could be a day without Levayas. It's Kulei Hallel. Kulei Shevach. Rabbi said, no one threw any apples, no one threw any tomatoes. We're all here. That's also a Maimon in a Teva. Rabbi said, Freilich, Chanukah, Simcha, Nuzman. You're starting the 6th parak of Brachos. The Rosh Hashiva said he has the notes. If you guys need any words, he has them. The first 4 dafim, Rabbi said, are free. Okay, afterwards you're going to have to come to me. But after the first 4 da'af from Rabbi, so you have every word that's written down. Rava, it's Rabba, yeah. I pray for the young Rabbi, so I pray for the young.